Simen Reishen und Beis. Let us again start from the beginning of the Simen. Mutter lahaschel b'meloche b'erev Shabbos somoch lachasheicha. A person is permitted to do a meloche, to start a meloche before the Shkiyah. Af al pi sheine yochel legomra mi ba'od yoyim, even though what he started he is not capable of ending, v'hi nigmeres me'eleho b'shabbos, and it's going to end by itself in Shabbos. There are a few chidushim in this halacha. Chiddush number one is that even though the melacha continues being done in Shabbos, but since his maise was nigmar, ended erev Shabbos, so even though the melacha is continuing through his maise, there's no problem in that. That's one chiddush. A second chiddush, I think this is mavur in the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, that the chiddush is that even though it's samuch lachasheicha, it's close to the shkiyah, we're not giving a time barrier, how much it should be before the shkiyah. As long as it's before the Shkiyah, what he is doing, it is permissible. And we weren't geyser, perhaps he might make a mistake and do what he's doing after the Shkiyah. And then he'd be mechallel Shabbos min ha-Torah. And there's a svar in the Gemara that Beis Shammai holds it is also because of this. Afal pi kein, Beis Hillel is chaylik on Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel holds this is permissible. We weren't geyser, he might come and do this malacha after the Shkiyah. And the third chiddush is, there is a shittas Beis Shammai in Masechet Shabbos that a person is mitzuvah al shvisas kelov. That means if a malacha is being done with his utensils, so that is also, he has to be mafkid the utensils before Shabbos. That is Shittas Beis Shammai, and we also don't hold like that. We hold also all these three in Yonim, that is what the Mechaber is telling us. That is the Chiddush of the Mechaber. Now he's going to give Misholim, and there are different guidelines for each case. Kigain. Case number one, we learned yesterday, Lish Reis Dioi V'Samamonim B'Mayim. He's going to soak ink or types of Samamonim in water, and as the soaking process continues, either the water gets a stronger color or the consistency of the water gets thicker. So either there's a shayla of lisha or a shayla of tzeveya. But since he's not doing anything, this is only a result of what he did before Shabbos, so this is permissible. Vehem nishrim kol haShabbos. That's one halacha. V'loseis unin, what is unin? Perish agudois shel pishtan. A person takes bundles of flax and he put them litanor into an oven, and the purpose of this was kedei sheyis labnu, that they became whitened, remaining in the tanur. So to put them in the tanur on Shabbos would be an iser d'oraisa of melabein. He's cleaning in Shabbos. But if he's doing this before Shabbos, there's no problem, even though as the Shabbos progresses, the unin shel pishtum become lighter and lighter, but that's no problem. Case number three, veloseis tzema l'soich hayoyre she'eina al ha'ish. Now here we're giving hagdoris that this is also a sima aloche, but there were chashis over here. He might come to be mechallel Shabbos in this process. So Chazal gave us hagdoris, certain things he's permitted and certain things he's also. Now let us see what we're speaking about. V'lo says tzemer, he's putting wool, l'soich hayoyre, in the vat. And the purpose of putting this wool in the vat is that it should get dyed. In the vat there's dye, and we'll see the dye is hot, and that what the tzemer remains in the vat, it is koilet, the color that is in the vat goes over to the wool. So this is also permitted to be done before Shabbos, but there are two conditions. Condition number one, she'eina al ha'esh, that this vat is not on the fire. And condition number two, she'hi v'hi tucha betit, that means this vat is a cover. And theoretically, it would be very easy to pick up the cover and give a stir to the wool in the vat, which normally is done during the week. So this is a problem. If he's doing this right before Shabbos, he might come and do this. He'll pick up the cover of the vat and give it a stir to make sure that the dye is seeping in properly in the wool. So therefore, there is a condition, shehi tucha betit. The cover of the vat is attached to the vat with mud, and this mud is sticking to the. That means it's stuck to the vat. And it will not be an easy procedure for him to lift up the cover. He'll have to start chiseling away the tit. And that's enough. If he starts chiseling, then he'll chop. Oy, why is there tit here? Then he'll chop at Shabbos. If there wouldn't be any tit, so he might forget, and he'll do what he does the whole week, that every so often he lifts up the cover and stirs the vat. So therefore, Chazal said that this is only permissible if two precautions are taken. Precaution number one, it is not al ha'ish. It is now not on the fire. And we'll see why. And precaution number two, that it is not, that the cover is attached with tit to the vat. Now he explains what are the reasons for these two precautions. She'im hi al ha'esh, if the vat is on the fire, osa shema yechate, that means this is the process of dyeing the wool. It's not something that gets over and done with in 5 minutes. It's a long, drawn-out process. And sometimes the coals might be dying out. And in order to ensure that the dyeing process should continue, so normally you stir the coals. So if it's al ha'esh, osa shema yechate. That means, again, this is something that he does the whole week. The chitui ha'esh is also a normal procedure. That means he doesn't forget about the vat. He's always watching the vat to see if the fire didn't die out. Shema Yechate Perish Yigale V'Yoyer HaGecholim B'machtel. Take a shovel and start stirring the coals in order to ensure that they shouldn't die out. So the first condition is that we have to make sure that he will not come to stir the coals. He's doing this right before Shabbos. So he has to take it off the Eish. We cannot permit it to be on the Eish because we are afraid he might come and stir the coals. Condition number two, Vafilu Eino Al Ha'Eish, even though it's not on the fire, Im Eino Tuchabitit, if the cover of the vat is not attached with tit, with mud, to the vat, also, Shema Yogis Bo Bechaf, he might go and lift up the cover and stir the wool which is being cooked in the dye. So he'll stir it to ensure that it should be dyed better. V'hamegis b'kedeiro, now he says, so what is the problem? So he's stirring it. It's not al ha'esh. So he says, but even though it's not al ha'esh, so he gives a moshul of Shabbos, and then we'll come to our case of dying wool. V'hamegis b'kedeiro afilu eino al ha'esh, chayiv mishum mevashel. That means if you have a pot of, you're cooking beans, let's say, in the pot, and the beans are not completely cooked, and the pot is no more al ha'esh, so the whole cooking process of these beans will come about because it's in a hot liquid and it's cooking. If you stir the liquid ingredients with the beans in the pot, you will enhance the cooking. It will cook quicker. The stirring, even though it's shaloy aleish, enhances the cooking. Is chayiv mishum mevashel. The yechayiv al mevashel. So over here, if you will stir the wool in the dye, it will enhance the dyeing process, and you'll be chayiv al tzeveya. So in order to ensure that he will not stir the coals, we gave one tanai, one condition, this vat is not permitted to be al ha'esh. In order to ensure that he won't mix up the wool that is in this vat, we said that the cover of the vat has to be attached to the vat with tit or with dough, something that will attach the cover to the vat, so we can be assured that even if he forgets and he'll want to lift up the pot, the cover, he'll remind himself by realizing that it doesn't lift up and it's attached, and then he won't come to stir the wool in the vat. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah from Sif Cotton Base. Shel Pishton Litano, he wants to put bundles of flax in the oven. So over here, Afilu ein toyach kisuyay betit, even though there's no kisui of tit, that means this tano can be readily opened up. Afilu hochi loy chayshinam shema yegala hakisui v'yechata begecholim. So he's asking Akasha, just like we were afraid, if the Yoyre is Al Ha'esh, he might come and be Mechata the Gecholim. So here he might, here the fire was in the oven, so he might open up the door of the oven, the opening of the oven, and stir the coals. Here we're not afraid. the kivin de haruach kosher lehem, here, if cold air will come into the tano, it damages the pishton. So he won't do it. That means even though perhaps he might accomplish something by stirring the coals, but he'll never open up the door of the tano, because the cold air that comes in is kosher le pishtin, is mekalko le pishtin, like hashinin shem yegaleya. So by the second case of pishtan in the tano, Chazal won't gozer anything. Tzema lesoich ayoyre. Now we have a third case. He put wool in a bat. Vehi koiletes atzeva. By remaining in this hot vat, the dye becomes niklat on the wool. Also, so if it's al ha'ish, it's also shemi yechata. Hainu afilu yesh zman sheyikloit ein atzeva mi bo'oidyoim. That means even though he's not doing it right before the shkia, he did it an hour before the shkia. Afilahochi also shema yechata kedelik leitate. The hotter it is, the longer it stays, the better the dye colors the wool. So memela, Chazal were never makel to leave a yoira al haish. And then also we said there's a second halacha, even if it's off the ish, he has to make sure that the cover of the vat is attached to the vat with tit. Shema, he might go and stir the wool in the vat. Vahamegis. Hine. So the Mishnah Berurah explains. After mechaber hishva hagosa biyoyre lahagosa bikdeiro, the mechaber compared, just like when you mix up food in a pot, the mixing process enhances the bishul. So the same thing, if you'll mix the wool and the yoyre, the mixing will enhance the tzviya, the dye. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even though the Mechaber compared these two, there's a difference. Einai shava legamri, they're not completely similar. Dibik deira by a pat, im hi mivusheles kol tzorko. That means, let's go back to our pot. We were cooking beans. The beans are completely soft. It's cooked already. So, and now I'll go and mix it up. Su lesbe isure. By bishul, there's no iser. Because it's cooked already. The iser is bishul. And by mixing it after it's mevushul kol tzorkoi, it's completely cooked. It is not shayach to, or there's no issa to overcook something that is cooked.
There's no liquid in it?
There is liquid.
But if the liquid is because it's on the fire?
It's off the fire, but it's hot. He wants to mix it now. There is liquid and everything. But the liquid is cooked, the beans are cooked, what?
I'm saying if the liquid is goes under the shear and then the maggots will bring it back up, it would be a problem.
The liquid goes underneath the beans?
Let's say that the liquid is, let's say, almost like where it's not bishul. And then by doing the
maggots... What do you mean it's not bishul?
In other words, it goes down and the liquid becomes raw again. You have the dye, you have the stuff, and then you have the water.
Are you talking about dye? Here we're talking about bishul. He's going to go talk about bishul.
I'm saying with the bishul part, if the water gets a little bit under the shear of bishul, then the maggots will bring it back up to the shear of bishul. We're not concerned about that.
I don't know why you call it. It's underneath the shir of bishul. It's off the flame.
It's off the flame. So stirring it would not bring that back.
No. So stirring it enhances the bishul. That means whatever you want to cook. If you have beans which are not completely cooked, So if they'll stay there without touching them, in this hot water, it'll take a half an hour for it to get cooked by itself. If you'll mix it, it's going to take 15 minutes. So there's an issa deraisa of bishul. But he's saying, but if it was cooked completely, you have your soft beans already. Then there's a din in bishul achabishul, and overcooking is no issa bishul.
Okay. For instance, you could take a roast. You got the drippings and you got the water that's in the bottom of the pan. After you take it off the fire, you're saying now you can put the gravy, so to speak, back onto the meat because it was cooked before Shabbos.
That is true. If let's not talk about that now, because this week we'll go into other problems. We're speaking about other problems now. Well, this could be, this is Bishul Achatzli. So he says like this. So the Mechaber compared the stirring of a pot with wool to the stirring of a pot with beans. And just like when you stir a pot with beans, you're chayiv al tzmevashel. We stir a pot with wool, you'll be chayiv al tzeveya. See, compare these two. The stirring enhances the bishul process, the stirring enhances the tzviya process. And he compared them. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but you should know, they are not completely similar. If it was completely cooked, if your beans were cooked, so then you could mix it. So there is a zman that you're permitted to mix the contents of a pot in Shabbos, and that is when it's completely cooked. V'ilu b'yoyre, but here, that what we said, that we have to make sure he will never stir this vat. Osa b'chol gavni lohagizbo, there will never be a time that he'll be permitted to stir the vat. Why? Because the more you stir, the better it gets tied. Even though it became dyed already, I put it an hour before Shabbos. And so let's say theoretically, I will put beans an hour before Shabbos, and I'll take the pot off the fire. I'm permitted to mix it because the beans are soft already. But by tzemer, I feel I put it 1 hour, 2 hours before, it's irrelevant. Sheme yogis mishech ha-sheicha. And there, he is enhancing the dying process. Chai mishum mevashel, ha-idei ha-gose b'kdeiro reisachas, miskarev ha-bishul b'mheiro. So this makes that it gets cooked quicker. So al kaponim, we learned the vial. Now you're allowed to soak a dye in water, you're allowed to put pishton in a tano without any problems, and then tzemer in a yoyre, we said you have to make sure it's not al ha'esh, and the cover is sealed. A fourth case that is mutter to do Erev Shabbos, Umuta lifrois mitzudis chaya v'oifois v'dogim v'heim nitzoidim b'Shabbos. I put out a trap Erev Shabbos, and the chaya v'oif will be trapped in Shabbos. This is also what I put it out before Shabbos. Mitzudis chaye ba'oif, so let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ubishabis im hu oise kein, ubishas prisosoi nichnas achaya lesoicho, chayov mishum tzeido. I'd like to elaborate a little on what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. We mentioned before, when we're learning this siman, the Mechaber is telling us a multitude of chidushim. And the second chiddush we mentioned was, he's doing this before Shabbos. We didn't give him a time span, how much before Shabbos. The shkia is 6 o'clock. For all practical purposes, let's take in Tosfos Shabbos, which is 2 minutes to six. So 5 minutes before, he's allowed to spread out these traps. And Shalom al Yisrael. And we mentioned there's a chiddush in this. In reality, we're playing with fire. And what if he does it 5 minutes later? He might come to do an Issa the Araisa and all these things. Afal Pikein, we were matter. And that is the chiddush. The Gemara in Shabbos mentions this chiddush. Beishamai held that we're Geyser. We won't permit him to do this before. If it's not trapped yet, because he might come and do it in Shabbos. Now, this gzeire of might coming to do in Shabbos, this gzeire is only applicable if he did it in Shabbos or b'yoyver anisar d'araisa. So there's a chiddush, afal pikein, I wasn't geyser, and he's permitted to do it before Shabbos. That means, if he would have done it in Shabbos, he would not be over Nisr Daraisa. So then it's poshut, they weren't geyser. The chiddush of these halachas are that all these things were playing with fire. If this will be done 5 minutes later in Shabbos, he's over Nisr Daraisa. Afal pikein, it's permissible. So now the Mishnah Berurah is really quoting a Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos, which many Achronim don't understand the Tosfos, but let's just say what Tosfos is saying. So Tosfos says, if he would do it in Shabbos, he'd be over Nisr Derais, and that is the Chiddush of this Halacha. So Tosfos says, Ubi Shabbos, in hu oise kein ubishas prisosoi nichnas achaye lesoicho chayev mishum tzeido. Now let us just elaborate a little. What is the halacha? Let's a little deviate a little from what we're learning. Let's say a person goes and puts a trap in Shabbos. He's infested with mice in the Shabbos, and he just bought 20 traps and he forgot to set them up before Shabbos. So we have to do it. There's an eitzah. So he goes in Shabbos, and when the mice see him, they run away. Puts down all 20 traps. Fine. Then he goes out of the room. 10 minutes later, he hears clicks. 20 mice got trapped. Was this person over an Isser Diyarais? So many Achroinim hold, not like Tosfos.
It says
here now. Yeah, that's the Chiddush of Tosfos. So many Achroinim say, that is Meleches Tzeda. Meleches, there was Lamites Meleches in the Mishkan. What did they do in the Mishkan? They trapped a chilozim. They needed, the chilozim was a type of a fish. They trapped it in order to get its blood, and that they made the trailers. They trapped chizloinis. So that was one of the melachas. So the whole issa of trapping was, they put in the trap and they caught the fish. They put in traps, and that goof is the melacha. That kufa is the malach. That's what many achronim want to say. And they wonder that Tosfos doesn't say that. That's the chiddush of this Taisvus. This Taisvus says, the Mishnah is telling us the chiddush. We weren't afraid he might do it 5 minutes later. So Taisvus started scratching his head. And if he does it 5 minutes later, what's this? It's only a grommet. He'll put out the trap. And then 15 minutes later, an animal will get trapped. That's a grommet. That's not a nisa deraisa. And by a grommet, they never ask it. So what's the chiddush over here? You're allowed to put up a trap 5 minutes before Shabbos. There's nothing to be afraid of. Because I feel like put it in Shabbos, it's also no issue. So Tosfos says, no, we're afraid that he might put it up in Shabbos and the mouse might come right away while he's holding the trap. That's b'shas p'risos, say the chazan yishmut shesir, the what's called shas p'risos, so that means not he's standing there, 1, 2, 3, come. But al-kaponim, when he's holding the trap and the animal comes in, that's called b'shas p'risos, then yechayim al-smeleches seida. So that's what Taisus had to say. So in order to appreciate the chiddush of the Mishnah, that we were matter 5 minutes before, so Taisus wants to say, because if you do it 5 minutes later, you might be very successful, and you might catch an animal right then and there, and you'll be a mechallel Shabbos d'oraisa. So that's the chiddush. But if you did it 5 minutes before, shalom al yisrael. But that's the chiddush of Taisus. And other achroinim ask on Tosfos where Tosfos got it from. Avnei Nezer, the Sfasemes, the Chazanish, they all ask on Tosfos where Tosfos got this from. L'chayre meleches tzeide is to make a trap. Not all melech, but Tosfos holds not like that. Tosfos holds meleches tzeide is not to put down a trap to catch an animal. That is meleches tzeide. Lecha said this to catch an animal. So if I put down the trap and while I'm putting down the trap, the animal comes in. That's called I caught an animal. That's Melecha said. Putting down the trap and an animal will be caught later. Taisa tells that's a grome ba'alme in his mutaminatari. So that means, let us just say for practical, I think, that means so if you have this scenario, you come home, you bought the traps, you forgot to put them out, and it's a shrek. So if you can tell a guy, could be, see, have a shvus to shvus, could be a walking tzagot, it would be mutter according to Tosfos. Could be. Chayral, because it should be mutter. Yeah.
But we don't ask it.
I don't know. The Achroinim bring down this Taisvus. Yeah. The Magen Avraham brings down this Taisvus. Mishnah Berurah brings down this Taisvus. The Achroinim and Masechta Shabbos ask on Taisvus. Sfasemes, the Chazaynish, the Fakert. The Chazanish wanted to be chaylik on Taisus, but says, but the lady said the Magen Avraham brings down the Taisus up. Says, hey, fine. Now, let's go further. Another halacha. Limkar le'ene Yehudi. Another, here's not talking about malachas, here it's speaking about I want to sell something to a goy. Ula hati'inoi. And I'll put it on his animal. I'll put it on his shoulders. Samuch la Shabbos. 5 minutes before Shabbos, the guy came in. He wanted to buy 20 pounds of tefuah. I make the deal, and I give it, and I sell it to the guy, and I even put it on his animal. This is also mutter. This is all done before Shabbos. But here, there's a condition. Ubilvad she yeitze mi Pesach beisoy mi ba'oid yoy. That the goy has to leave his house when it's still day. The goy has to leave. I sold it, let's make it, I sold it 10 minutes before the shkia. It sold. The guy wants to talk to me, what a good deal. I said, listen, we'll talk later. Take it out of my house. So the guy has to take it out of my house before the shkia. If he takes it out after, if it's the shkia ready, forget. So we tell the guy, you come back Meitzoi Shabbos. See, but that's what we're saying over here. We have to make sure that the guy is going to leave my house. Now, what is pshat in this? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The ein shuhus loze, if the mekach ended a minute before the shkia, he can't take it out. There's five boxes to take out, and he can't take it out before the shkia. But the guy says, listen, I'm not going to take it out now. I have something else to do. It's bought, and the lady, I'll come later to pick it up. You're not allowed to sell it. You're not allowed. If the selling will cause, will bring about that the guy is going to take it out of your house in Shabbos, that's going to be the repercussion that's going to come from the mechira. You're not allowed to sell it. Mi ba'od yom, that there's time that the guy can take it out. Mi ba'od yom. Now, what's the inyan? What the guy takes it out in Shabbos? He's a guy. Kidei shaloi yiyan nirem she Yisrael tzivo leitziyoi lechutz. That means we know this thing belonged to the Yid. That we know. Now the guy is going out in Shabbos carrying five boxes from the Yid. He's taking them out of the Yid's house. What happened over here? So it looks like, who knows that there was a mechira? No one knows anything. But I see 10 minutes after Shabbos that the guy is carrying out boxes from the Yid, which I know this is the Yid's boxes. So it looks like, or people will say, that the Yid asked him, please take out these boxes from my house. So what is happening? So the Yid told the guy to make a hitzor deraisa. He's taking it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. And people will be choshed the Yid that he told the guy to do this. That's one reason. The Yesh Oitam Lazer. There's another reason. Shlo Yachshedu Es Yisroel Shemoch Aloi B'Shabbos Oy Mishkanam B'Yodai. Another reason. Maybe this transaction, which was done before Shabbos, but b'shas the transaction was done, no one was around. 10 minutes later, the guy is taking out all the boxes that he purchased. This is the result of the transaction. So people might say the transaction was done in Shabbos, that the Yid sold it to him in Shabbos. And if this is the reason, if the reason is they'll say that he told the guy to take it out, there's an Erev around the Shtot, there's no problem. Himself can take it out, it's no problem. But if the reason is, we're choshed, that people will say that he sold it to the guy in Shabbos, so then an Erev won't help. That we have to be chayish for the second shash, so feel there's an erev around the city. We have to be chayish for the second pshat. Just one nekude, the biraloche, the second biraloche mi ba'idyoim wants to say a chiddush, that if he takes it out, if he'll take it out at night when it's dark already, could be there's a mokim lahokul. It's a chshad, and no one will see this. We're not speaking if there's no lit up streets. So he wants to be mekel. He wants to be mekel al tzmar esayin b'shas adchak, that he can take it out at night. If it's in a mokim, we don't have street lights and no one will see this whole esek. So b'shas adchak he wants to be mekel.